Anin, welcome to our traditional medicine show with Chantel Machad, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Valerian and vervain. We could also have kava in here too. These plants are great for anxieties. We have daily anxieties in our lives. It could be from work. It could be from maybe we need to get out and exercise and we're just not doing it. But whatever the case may be, anxiety is there and there's also plants here to help us out. Valerian has other things that it can do for our body, not just help us out with anxieties. It also has helped us out with excellent tranquilizer. It also helps with nervous tension. It helps with panic attacks. And the advantage about these plants is that they don't become addictive like some of our Western medicine in our opioid crisis that's going on right now. These plants, we're not going to become addicted to them. They're going to help us out. As they're helping us out, we're also going to mentally help ourselves out with visualization, meditation, Reikis, manual massages, chiropractor, any of the holistic things that you need for your body to help you heal is excellent along with these plants. So our ancestors used valerian. We will use valerian. It helps relieve tension and stress. It helps treat insomnia. In many cases, it's going to help us with our menstrual cramps as well as our PMS. It helps relieve gas and intestinal cramps. Also excellent as our ancestors used for treating fevers and gastrointestinal problems. Preparation, if we're drinking it as a tea, you just drink a cup of it before you go to bed. It's going to help you relax. It's going to take away that nervousness. Going to wake up a little bit more refreshed and a little bit looking at the brighter side of life in the morning. Vervain. Vervain, also known as the herb of the cross and simple joys. Verbena. It's been used for centuries, generations and generations. Our ancestors used this for stomach problems and fever, relieved mild pain, also reducing inflammation. And we said that it has that tranquilizing effect and can be used for everyday stresses, everyday tensions. Things that are causing us issues and making our body stressed out, because if our body gets too stressed, then we're going to become a little bit more sick. Because once we're stressed, our body's stressed, our cellular structure is stressed, we're starting to block our chakras, we're starting to hold things inside, and that's where our ailments start to come up. That's where our free radicals start to join forces, and they're so angry, they're grabbing on, and they're like, oh, we're so mad. We're going to grab on and start making this disease because we're not flowing properly. We don't have the love and the energy of the plants and the universe and just smoothly going on along in life. We're having some anger issues. So here we have it. Vervain, valerian, kava, chamomile, some of the plants that you can take and teas that you can drink to help you relieve that nervous tension. Benefits again for the vervain: headaches, toothaches, wounds, inflammation, arthritis, inflammation. It helps provide mild pain relief, helps reduce the fevers. You can have one cup before bed. What about the white willow? What does the white willow do for us? The white willow is also It contains aspirin-like qualities, this white willow. It can help relieve pain. It helps reduce fevers. It's an anti-inflammatory. It will help keep your stomach from being upset. Sometimes when people take aspirins, people have a reaction where their stomach is upset. You can take white willow. That's not going to happen with your tea. It's going to help in digestion. Helps reduce fever. And if females take white willow to relieve menstrual cramps, the part that we use is the bark. Great for fevers. Excellent for headaches. Soothes the inflammatory arthritis and rheumatism. Helps lower blood sugar. Eases menstrual cramping. As for our preparation, we can take a decoction up to 3 times daily. Because it's the bark, remember, decoctions are a little bit harder and heavier, so we have to boil those down. Rather than with our leaves, we can just simmer, or we can boil some water and then throw our leaves in a strainer and pour the hot water on top of them. There's infusions where we just do cold water and let our herbs sit in there overnight. And with this, with our white willow, because it's the bark, we'd need to do a decoction, which is boiling it a little bit longer because it's a little bit of a heavier substance. Catnip. We kind of talked about that before. And I love getting catnip for the cats, but we didn't even know that they're good for us too. We can have catnip ourselves. Woohoo! It is a sedative. It is going to help our human body relax. It does the opposite of what a cat, because a cat's going to go crazy and has the best time of his little life. What it's going to do for us is it becomes a sedative. It's excellent for our hyperactive children. All our children, you know, they're in school. They took away music. They took away our Phi Ed. They took away outdoor things. All these kids then got labeled with ADHD because they're just sitting on a desk all day, and these kids need to run. They need to express themselves. They need to open their minds, and they need their blood to circulate. Then they need to come back and start studying again. Same as music. Music stimulates their brain. They're not just working with the same old synapse gaps. They are actually stimulating so many several different parts of their brain. So music is excellent for that. Catnip, excellent for colds, diarrhea, fever, bronchitis. We're going to use the flowers and the leaves for this. Has a calming effect on humans, helps with our nervous system, relieves our stress and daily tension. It's also a gentle remedy for hyperactive children. Always talk to your doctor before administering anything to yourself or your children. Check it out. Start small. Small. Don't overdo it. Don't ever do anything over. You wouldn't eat like 2 whole pizzas just because you had them. Same thing with teas. Just because you have the catnip readily outside, don't run out and drink a gallon of catnip trying to relieve your stress. Insomnia, excellent for insomnia. You can just sip a little catnip right before going to bed. Colds, fevers. What if you have stress-induced diarrhea? It's going to help that out too. So our tea, you just drink it as needed, like I said. And just be generally precautious of anything that you take in, because we are here to help each other learn to live safe and happy with our plants as our ancestors did. I'd like to say miigwech for joining us on our traditional medicine show with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe, as well as a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. With their support, our program is possible. Keep a wobbin' in. The content on Traditional Medicine is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice.